safe from Biden's incomprehensible word choices today. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Please welcome two-time Golden Globe winner, Jim Carrey.
Thank you. I am two-time Golden Globe winner, Jim Carrey. You know, when I go to sleep at night, I'm not just a guy going to sleep. I'm two-time Golden Globe winner, Jim Carrey, going to get some well-needed shut-eye. And when I dream, I don't just dream any old dream. No, sir. I dream about being three-time Golden Globe winning actor Jim Carrey. Because then I would be enough. Oh. It would finally be true. And I could stop this terrible search. For what I know ultimately won't fulfill me. But these are important, these awards. I don't want you to think that just because if you blew up our solar system alone, you wouldn't be able to find us or any of human history with the naked eye. But from our perspective, this is huge.
Oh, how I love that speech. Things that are important, things that aren't. It's kind of the topic of this hour. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello. And speaking of important things,
sorry.
For those of you out there who are cherry lovers, they found two bottles of cherries at Mount Vernon during a project to renovate Mount Vernon.
Uh-huh.
Not just any cherries, mind you. These are plump cherries.
No.
Plump
say
cherries.
Say it isn't true.
Yep. Plump cherries. Two bottles of them.
Wow.
They were. They think that they were of George Washington's private stash.
What?
Yep.
That's amazing.
His private...
That's amazing.
I got right down on my knees and thanked God for archaeologists. Because without them, we wouldn't have known about these wonderful cherries.
That is amazing.
It is.
So when they're not calling him a horrible white man slave owner, we get to find the cherries.
Yes.
Which makes up for all of that. Never talking about actual George Washington and the amazing man that he was, but his cherries.
Well, here's what's That's really exciting. Amazing. They talked about these bottles of cherries for a good long article and never once mentioned that he didn't lie about chopping down the tree.
Right.
How can that be?
I don't know.
So he's still a liar.
Never corrected that story. No. It's amazing the stories we get into. And the stories that... So you're doing like a five-minute newscast, okay? Not to pick on anyone, USA News. But you're doing a five-minute newscast. Is this the ultimate... like news story that you can find as the country's sort of burning, this is the highlight, the cherries. Does anyone care about the cherries? I just wondered. It is truly amazing to me. Also, as equally as amazing to me, this is more of a local thing, but I just have to, a local Utah story, but I just have to tell you because this goes on a lot, okay, around the country. They actually took on Celeste Molloy, who is our congressman that we got basically installed into office because she's that horrifying, okay? She's a horrible, horrible congresswoman. She's only been in for how many months?
Six.
Okay. She's only been in for a short amount of time, and she was installed because the person left the office who was just as horrible, Chris Stewart. And if you get his books, he's on Glenn Beck a lot, and he's horrifying. His career was horrifying. He had such a low constitution score, as she does too. They ask her to speak as the commencement speaker at my local woke college. They removed the name of Dixie, and then they installed the name of Utah Technical Blobbity Gook. And they actually asked her to speak at a commencement speech. Why? Because she's running for office. So they're helping her get into office is really what they're doing. And I don't know if you guys have the same problem. I mean, the installation of a person into Congress, number one, okay? Horrifying, number two. Excuse ridden, number three. Excuses for everything. Passing, not standing up to FISA, voting on the omnibus bill. You name it, she is the party pick. 100% will do whatever the party says. Not a backbone in her body. Can't stand her. Anyways, they put her in as a commencement speech speaker to help her in her election. How disgusting is that? Is this happening all over? I just have to know.
I'm not sure that it's so disgusting.
I think it's disgusting.
But a good attorney general could charge her with the crime of using government funds to promote her campaign.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Hello. That's what I'm talking about. It's such a network of party and that we're helping party. And it's so horrifying to me because you can't find somebody with more excuses than her. You can't find somebody more horrific in this seat. But they want to install her for the next election, which is coming up, right? Yeah. This election coming up. And so they're doing everything in their arsenal to do it as a group of people that are honed in on that. I wasn't even going to mention that because it's so localized. But I have to say that I know this is going on in other places. And the party, the party, the party. And the reason they are hijacking the headlines every 5 minutes is to get you to give money to the party. Have faith in the party. The win never means anything. I'm sorry, it doesn't. It's ridiculous. And if you still think so, your head's in the sand. So wake up. But I'm just so tired of this kind of crap, this kind of nonsense, especially Celeste Molloy. What a joke.
Yeah. Well, since you mentioned the party.
Yes.
I just want to say the Republican Party Central Committee.
Uh-huh.
Here's what Wikipedia has to say about Central Committee.
Oh, no.
Central Committee is the common designation of a standing administrative body of communist parties.
Wow.
So we have the Republican Party Central Committee.
And also on top of that, which I love that you just pointed this out. On top of that, you hear five-year plan in every city in America, even mine, because we have horrible bought and paid for mayors. And what they do is they do a five-year plan, and that is the most communistic thing you could put out there. That's what communists are known for, five-year plans. And they all stand there and go, we have a great five-year plan. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, the first time I heard the term five-year plan was when we were studying the Soviet Union in the seventh grade.
So
and
true.
That was a while ago.
So true. We have bought and we're so bought and paid for. In my state, we have the weakest, even Burgess Owens, weakest, John Curtis, weakest people in office you could ever imagine. They will do whatever the party tells them to do. And right now it is so controlled. The governors are in the Governor Association. They're bought and paid for. We have a really little evil governor. Tucker Carlson outed him and called him the junior bald Gavin Newsom. It's true. And it's going on in every state. And that's why I mentioned it is because they started the drought headlines. Okay. MSN, I kid you not, MSN came out with why this summer may be especially hot in the United States. I'm sorry. It's called summer. It's summer. It's a season. We all go through it. It's always hot. I don't know what else to tell you, but it's always hot in the summertime because it's summer. Because it's hot. Anyway, we're being told this, and now we're going to get this crammed down our ever-loving throats.
I want just one scientist, just one, to tell me how hot, exceptionally hot is.
Sorry.
Like if your normal hot is 110, is 111 exceptionally hot, or does it have to go to 113?
Oh, if we hit 102 in the desert, it'll be climate change emergency for the summer. Why? Because the King Fraud Lot Administration would like to declare, as we said yesterday, would like to declare a climate emergency, and all the states are poised to do this in their legislation. Go look. We said this yesterday. And what's amazing to me is they got the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to make a comment on this. I'm sorry, what? I know, you heard me right. The CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, okay, stress the importance, Uncle Milty, of preparation for the heat called summer. As they unveiled unveiling. That's a big deal because you're unveiling the heat forecast guide that will be used across the United States for the first time this year. Get ready, folks, because it's summer. Already used for years in the West, the heat risk forecast will use a color-coded scale, kind of like our ABC scale for wash your hands and social distancing during COVID. Okay, so this coded scale will describe the health risks expected from heat waves over the coming summer. I just had to let you know that they think we're that stupid.
And one of the colors is blue. It means take water with you. Take water with you. Hot day.
Oh my gosh, I would have never done that. If it weren't for the CDC, I would not bring water. I would not wash my hands properly.
I've died of thirst three times in my life.
Right? I mean, it's been insane. I'm dehydrated. I don't know what to do because I'm dehydrated. But the CDC said drink water, and now I know.
Blue.
If government weren't there to help me, I don't know how I would do the simplest tasks.
It's a miracle the human race is even here today. Here.
Just a reminder that 4 years ago, at this time, you were getting hand-washing videos from your mayors, your ridiculous, asinine mayors. All over the country, your governors were teaching you how to go like this. Wash your hands. Wring your hands together with soap inside. I just want you guys to know that I know you wouldn't have lived through the scandemic if you didn't know how to wash your hands properly, because you'd never done that before in your life.
But fortunately, today we can go back to our favorite pastime, picking our nose.
Camera. You know what? It's a sick, sick world out there. We're getting the heat forecast guide. Heat risk. I'm sorry. They actually patented or copyrighted the word heat risk forecast. You're going to get this shoved down your throats like there's no tomorrow. And you're going to have little weirded out, good hair, good teeth forecast analysis on your weather channel trying to explain to you how heat works. I'm so grateful, aren't you?
I'm glad we can now put the Arctic blast winter behind us.
How did we survive? Be right back. A little funk for you. Hope that helps your Tuesday. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. We've got Uncle Milty here, and actually named the wrong college. I named Dixie State College. It was the Tech. A Tech. Celeste Molloy, Congresswoman, speaking at the Tech. It's another school. It's a part of the Dixie State program, but kind of. Let me just say that it's ridiculous. I don't like it when parties co-opt things like this to get their candidates out there. I don't like it when they use money that's given to them. I don't like it that their picks get the money that people donate. I don't like it.
Kate Downing Show.